As we near the end of November and officially approach winter, it's important that we consider the seasonal blues that causes our moods to drop with the temperatures. The sun is setting earlier, the snow is falling, and leaves are hanging on to their last hope. For some of us, this is the most beautiful time of the year, but for others, the fall and winter can really begin to take a toll on our minds. By this time every year, many of us have already begun to experience symptoms of major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns. Changes in mood, feeling tired, and high-calorie cravings are some of the obvious signs to look out for. Major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns, formerly known as seasonal affective disorder or SAD, can really cause our moods to drop with the temperatures. According to the DSM-5, a general diagnosis can be characterized by a person experiencing recurring episodes of depressed moods in late fall or winter. These moods typically alternate with periods of stable moods during other seasons of the year. When diagnosing major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns, clinicians like myself are typically looking for a correlation between depressive episodes and a particular time of the year that has been persistent for at least the past 2 years. If there are additional seasonal psychosocial stressors, such as the loss of a job or death of a loved one that happened during this time of year, it may not be major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns. Prevalence of major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns typically show up in individuals that live in northern latitudes. These high latitudes receive less sunlight in the winter months. The lack of vitamin D can cause achiness in bones, feelings of fatigue and drowsiness, and weakness or pain in muscles and joints. The lack of vitamin D can cause symptoms that mirror depression, including but not limited to sadness, thoughts of suicide, insomnia or hypersomnia, difficulty in concentrating, and loss of appetite. Individuals between the ages of 20 and 30 should be on the lookout. 20 to 30 is the typical age of onset. However, symptoms can appear earlier or later in life. For those who are college students in the area, symptoms may include an increase in feeling homesick, isolation, diminished interest, and lack of motivation academically during the fall and winter months. In addition to geographical and age prevalence, we must keep in mind that women are twice as more likely to experience major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns than men. Major depressive disorder with seasonal patterns can look different in different people. If you or a loved one is experiencing seasonal patterns, I encourage you to speak with a counselor immediately. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.